Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Happy Sunday after Lawfully High. I don't think anybody's going to be listening. But you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are the Two Hoodoos, and I'm Tessa.
I'm Kayla.
And we're going to start off with, do you want to explain the song?
Yeah, it's called Sunday Morning.
Good morning.
Which feels relatable because it's Sunday morning. And it is by Tyler Motzenbacher.
Nice.
Which is a funny last name, but it's very chill. I found it kind of recently, and it felt fitting to play first. So, here we go.
What you're offering.
like that song. It was my first time listening to it.
Thanks.
This next song is from the album Demos 2 by Hippocampus. I recommend everybody go check out these demo albums because they're just significantly better than the actual albums, in my opinion. But this is Chapstick, their demo version, and like my most recent like favorite from this.
And we also saw Hippocampus in concert like sophomore year, and it was funny because they had this big tour. They're kind of a well-known group, and it was like New York, Philly, like a bunch of cities, and then Bethlehem, PA. And we were like, excellent.
It was so cool.
And it was $25, and we were like 5 feet away from them. And it was a really fun experience. And sadly, the Steel Sax hasn't had anyone good since. But
and it was like right before COVID, too.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
Oh,
it was very
great
fun.
Great memories.
All right, here we go. Chapstick by Hippocampus.
I felt my face before you saw my feet. Feel the thing. You shed your chapstick. You shed your lipstick more as we rest on the dirty kitchen floor. They try to sweep us into the cracks and walls. We use our chapstick to share the love we trust.
This next song is just the Gus Tapperton version of Pumped Up Kids.
Which was a song from when we were, like, very young.
I'd say, like, what, like, middle school? Maybe?
Probably. But it's
but
a really fun cover.
Gus Tapperton just, like, dressed it up, made it so great. Yeah, found it recently.
All right.
That's all.
Here we go.
Thank you.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that. Well, we wanted to tell a story from the trip.
Just because we miss it.
Yep. Every day. But last night, we were at a gathering, and they had a bunch of glow sticks, and Kayla whipped out her phone, obviously, and I started making shapes, and we were taking long exposure shots, trying to make shapes out of whatever, the glow sticks. And do you want to say?
We'd done that. I'm pretty sure we've told this story, but it's such a funny one. We'd done this one night on our trip with
in Yosemite
with little sticks that we lit on fire. And it was probably like 8:30, but it was pitch black. We had nothing really to do, no service at all.
We're probably going to go to bed in like an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe less.
And we literally, I think we like, it was one of the few nights that we made a fire. We like might have made some s'mores, which was fun. And then we literally just waved around these sticks and took long exposure photos of ourselves.
For so long.
For like probably 45 minutes. And none of them worked really.
Because we've got, had like, no two. Service, and that's how you entertain, that's
right.
How we entertained ourselves.
But none of them really worked because the long exposure on an iPhone mm-hmm. is not great.
Except the infinity sign.
But there was one that worked really well, and it was our peak. But
the looked like a middle school like
Tumblr
Instagram.
Or something. Yeah, the faces of us in the background because they're long exposure, so there was light coming in. We just looked insane, and it was just
so focused.
It was really a really fun night.
But the song is so unrelated.
So unrelated. We just like telling stories. This song's called Jackie and Wilson. I may have played it last week on my solo Aww. Run, so family, you're probably the only ones who heard it, but I'm gonna play
them.
It again because I love it so much. And I actually found it on a TikTok, but it's so cute. So this is Jackie and Wilson by Hozier.
Start digging up the yard for what's left.
left of me in our little vineyard. But whatever poor soul is coming next, she's gonna save me, call me baby. Put her hands on my head, she'll know me crazy, soon be dizzy. But yet she wouldn't care. We'll steal her Lexus, be detective, ride around picking up clues. We'll name our children Jackie and Wilson, raise them on rhythm and blues.
All right, hope you enjoyed. So this next song we're going to play is Officer of Love by Camp. And yesterday, after Loft Lehigh, I was on my way home from on a random bus because I missed our bus. So I just, like, hopped on another, like, fraternity's bus, made a couple friends. And then when I was walking home back to – I was actually going to your house. I played this song on repeat in my ear, like, literally holding the speaker up to my ear and walked the entire way back all the way there. And if anybody saw me, they were just it was just me blasting Officer of Love on repeat, walking across campus. And I just thought it was really funny. So now we're going to play the song. It's really good.
Officer of love, and I'll obey her every word, every word, every word. Start a fire. Oh.
All right, so I hope you all were imagining me walking. I mean, campus isn't that big, but a far enough distance. Just that song at least played at least three times.
In the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day, I'm fully in a leopard jacket. Like, oh, God. Okay, so this next song is a request by Allie. I'm so excited to see you. For anybody who doesn't know Allie, she's one of my best friends from home. And this song is Surround Me by Leon. And I'm going to tell her story right now. Okay, so both are on my, she sent me two songs, but both are on my yoga teacher's playlist. And while she was playing Borderline, I got really into it and was in a headstand and fell literally under a woman's legs and was fully on her mat. That happened two Sundays ago, and she hasn't gone back since because she can't show her face there ever again. I will show her. She might show her face there again. But I thought that was really funny, and it did make me audibly laugh. So, Surround Me by Leon. I'll see you so soon, Allie. Love you.
Wasn't gonna go out, I was gonna stay in. Another Friday night on my own. Then I started drinking, my phone it started ringing. I got my shit and walked out the door.
Enjoyed.
I love that song.
So this next song we've been holding out. It's so special.
It's called ASC Scorpio by the Oracle Sisters. And I heard it one night on my Discover Weekly on Spotify. And it was like, there's this song that we've played on here before and story we've told before. It's called Glass Houses. Yep. And there was one night of our trip where we were in Ojai, our dream place. And there was the most beautiful sunset. And we sat on the top of this mountain on a bench. And we were just
overlooking a valley.
It was just perfect.
And it was like a bowl of mountains. And the light was hitting everything perfectly. And we had just made a bouquet.
And then this girl in PiFi, which is a sorority at Lafayette, texted in their group chat, "Does anyone follow Kale.A on Instagram? And does anyone know where that sunset is?" And Kira O'Connor said, "Yeah, she's in California," and she goes, "Oh, I thought that was Easton."
Yeah,
really dumb there were massive mountains everywhere.
Absolutely. Easton does not look like that.
Anyway, we played this song called Glass Houses, which doesn't have a lot of lyrics. It's really just like vibey.
We'll play it next. We're going to play it
and
next.
And it's just an incredible song. And the second I listened to the song, it was such a moment.
It was such a moment. Like, we listened to that song and it takes us right back.
And I'd never heard that song before. Like, it was like we just shuffled and it came on.
I made a playlist of all the songs that shuffled. Like, you know when Spotify just like can read your mind?
Yeah.
And they just play the best songs. It was one of those moments.
It was beautiful. So I turn on this song when I Discover Weekly and it feels exactly like it, but in like a different font. Like, slightly different, but same exact vibes. And like the second I heard it, I like got chills and was like, oh my gosh,
you
this sounds exactly like Glass Houses. And I was transported back in time, and both of us have not stopped listening to it since.
Yeah, she sent it to me and I had the exact same feeling.
Yeah.
I was just like, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this is incredible. So, it's a really good song. Here we go.
ASC Scorpio.
So that's Ascendant Scorpio, and then we wanted to just play a few seconds of Glass Houses and see if anybody agrees with us that they sound very similar.
Yeah, text me or Kayla if you agree.
Yeah, so this is Glass Houses by Marabou State.
us if you thought.
Dad agreed. So that's all that matters.
Fair enough.
So this song is called Never Felt This Way Before by Wasseramono.
Yeah, nice. I couldn't have gotten that.
Which also kind of sounds similar, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
And this song is also a song from our trip, and I feel like I don't have a specific memory of this one. It's just like whenever we were really happy,
repeat.
Yeah, we would play it because
which is just all the time.
Yeah.
So, literally everything.
Yeah, this has never felt this way before.
So we ended it a little early. So my mom texted me a request. She said that the song reminds me of when I played lacrosse. That's all she said. But it is Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. And I think the memory that she's referring to is I used to blast this on my way to like a lacrosse game, maybe.
It's cute.
I have like a funny Snapchat of me singing this with like my braces on, bands in my mouth, look like a... So bad.
And Maeve, in high school, this was her alarm song. Aww. And she started hating it so much because she would hear it every morning at, like, 6 a.m. for school, and every time it would come on in the car, she would be like, no, no, like, turn it off, I can't hear the song. Now she, like, hates it, which is kind of sad because it's such a good song. So, this is Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine.
Mom, I hope you enjoyed.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. Love you. Just saw your picture on Instagram. Forgot it was your anniversary, but happy anniversary.
Super cute.
What was I going to do? Oh, so this next song is my favorite song by one of my favorite artists ever, Mount Joy. Oh, gosh. So many stories to tell about Mount Joy. This was the last day of our trip. Kayla's 21st birthday, May 22nd, 2021. We were going to a Mount Joy concert in Red Rock Amphitheater, Denver, Colorado. We never got to see him, but it's all right. We're just going to move forward with another story because that's not, we're not going to talk about that on the radio. But I was actually, so I run to like a wide variety of music and I do run to this song and I was getting really hype to it. And you're going to listen to it and be like, why? Why were you getting so hype to it? But I started dancing on my run and I wiped out, caught a rock, wiped out. Was it worth it? I don't know, but hopefully you can understand that.
Smashed her phone, scraped her hands.
Yep. Both my knees. Came to our volunteering thing together after.
Bleeding through her shorts.
No, my leggings. But I'm fine, and the song is still amazing. But this is I'm Your Wreck by Mountjoy. Enjoy.
Mary Ann, the matriarch, is stirring in the dawn. She knows just what to do with time, but I don't know where to start. 'Cause in the daylight there are monsters in my closet, using up the Wi-Fi. Hope she never knows what's on my mind on my own time. 'Cause that feels right as I move. Very well. Yes, I move very well in silence. Every phone call I'm pacing the halls. Am I the only one who sleeps with the TV on? And I'm good, feels better than I'm hanging on when I need the time alone. So I I move very well. Yes, I move very well in silence. They say I'm a wreck, I'm a wreck, I'm your wreck, like I'm your wreck, like I'm a wreck, I'm a wreck, I'm your wreck, like I'm your wreck, like life's a bitch I swallowed. No teeth, no hands. Life's a bitch I swallowed. No tears, no plans. And whatever happens, there's money in the mattress. And whatever happens, please remember all. Take a real deep breath and I'll burn the letter. This is headlights in the fall. This is headlights
you could envision me jamming out and then wiping out to that song. Totally worth it.
So this next song is by, and maybe our last song, is called Sometimes by Goth Babe. And we wanted to feature him because we actually just bought concert tickets.
Yay.
To go see him in New York City in February, like right after our break ends. And he's really fun, and he lives out of his van with his adorable Australian shepherd.
Named Sadie.
And just surfs and lives his best life.
Surfs and hikes and fishes.
Makes music.
Makes music, and he's just living life to the fullest, and he's so outdoorsy.
And all of his songs are just very, like,
vibey. They all kind of sound the same, chill. But, like, in
they
a really
do.
Good way.
His dog's just so cute.
So check out Goth Babe. This,
and
is,
this
sometimes.
Is Sometimes.
I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to end on my mom and dad's wedding song, which is also one of my favorite songs, Harvest Moon by Neil Young, in the spirit of their 23rd anniversary. So happy anniversary, mom and dad. We're probably going to end like abruptly like after because we are running out of time. So I guess we can do our little sign off now. Do you wanna?
Thanks for listening.
Do we have to say the thing again?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, all. We'll be back next week. Yeah, 10 a.m.
Maybe, yeah.
Sunday next
No,
week.
I might not be back. I'm leaving Sunday. 2 weeks.
Oh, I'll be here.
Because it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay. Harvest Moon, Neil Young. Bye, y'all. Just like you.